from the Simen Reish Mem Dalet Siv Vav. Today is the Mbeis, but we're going to start from the Medal, so start again from the top. Yehudi hakoina meches o maskele le any Yehudi lekabel meches b'Shabbos. Someone who buys a tax and he hires a goy to collect it for him on Shabbos. Mutter im hu b'kibolus. Says mutter if he does b'kibolus the hainu. She oimer lo shikishdigma mei dinner im etin lechol kach v'ka. So he can't pay him per day, right? But instead he could make it into a contract. And what it does is that the goy is working for himself, according to his contract, that when he makes a certain amount of money, he gets a certain amount of profit. That's what we saw yesterday. Zokter Amo. Hago. V'chein yuchal haskal ha-meches l'chol ha-shabosis l'en-yuhudi. Oh, it has another eitzah.
Right.
That he owns the tax all year round, so 6 days a week, he takes the profit. And one day a week, Shon Shabbos, he gives it
to the
en-yuhudi. He's taking the profits from Shabbos. We're not concerned that they're going to say, oh, it's Yisrael's tax. Which is what we were saying before also. That even though it looks Lamaisi, everybody knows it's Yisrael's tax. He's the one who bought it. Lamaisi is because of Seda, we're not concerned. It's a big loss. There's a beheta for this tax.
The tax.
Yeah.
We said yesterday, I think, Malcolm said it means that reward is going
to be. Oh.
It's going to come to over the rights. No?
Yeah, that's what we said. And we said it in Benigay. Then we said it in Benigay, even by food taxes, but you're not concerned about that. It's still mutter. Yeah. Yisrael amemuna al matbea shal melech. What about the Yisrael who's minting the king's coins? Do you know you could dina amemuna al mechetz? It's very comparable. Aval pisha mashmin kol b'Shabbos ba'kos al matbea. So he's able to hire the guy to mint the coin, to bang it out.
But he's not getting a profit from it.
Yes, lemaisa the he's making a profit on it. But he would be doing the same thing as the tax guy. Buying the Kamon, Simon Reishon, and Beis, more about this. Vizor Shalom Yeshiv and Yisrael Itzel and Yehudi, Bishabbos Kresim Malachta, Bimatbeh, Bikabolot HaMechas. But he shouldn't sit nearby. We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah because it's Memsei Chavtzecha.
I don't understand what you're doing.
Okay, we're up to Lamed Gimel. We didn't see Lamed Gimel last night. Sivkot Lamed Gimel on the bottom. Of page above. Etin l'chol kach v'kach. Then she imaske lo yimashabes klal. He makes up with the guy a contract. You bring in this much money, and I'm gonna give you this percentage. This amount, not percentage. Then she imaske lo yimashabes klal. Ella b'stomei. It doesn't say anything about Shabbos. In tigvah kach v'kach. Etin l'chol sach v'kach v'kach. And kain la'vischer yoyim. He's not a day worker. Megam l'skan schar Shabbos klal. There's no schar Shabbos. Shekvar socher me'asar ha'meches shekol hashana im ha'Shabbos b'chlal. It's not schar Shabbos because he already bought the whole thing, the Shabbos with the weekday, so it's havla. And the shaylish Shabbos is just the shaylish hiring the guy. That's not a problem because he's doing it with the contract. What are you saying?
This be a salesman.
Huh? Good. So let me back up a point. Lamaisa, we had two simonim so far. We had Simon Reish Mem Gimel, and we had Simon Reish Mem Dalet. There was a fundamental difference between the two simonim. Simon Reish Mem Gimel was where he's out to make a profit. You're utilizing the goy to make you a profit on Shabbos. That was Reish Mem Gimel. Reish Mem Dalet was where you're not making a profit on Shabbos. You're hiring the goy to work for you. They could accomplish something on Shabbos.
A job.
Right?
Yeah, but you are making a profit. If the guy has a store open, if he wouldn't be open on Shabbos, he wouldn't make a profit.
Wait a minute. That's Reish Mem Gimel.
Yeah, but you just said that if...
Wait a minute. So this sif, this last sif...
About the meches,
is really the same concept that we're talking about Reish Mem Gimel.
Right.
Which is making a profit. And that we're going to get to Bezal Hashem soon. What about making money on Shabbos?
Matbeah is different.
Making pashas char Shabbos. So we're saying over here, it's not a problem because even though you're making a profit, But it's not from Shabbos that you're making the profit. You're making it from the whole year.
It's making from the job. It's not making profit.
It's different. There's different cheshbonos.
You could do this on a Friday.
Yeah.
It's like,
wait a minute. But there's two different cheshbonos. One is the Yisrael's profit. One is the goy, when he's working for the Yisrael, he's not able to do it on the Yisrael's behalf. He has to do it on his own behalf. He has to do it for himself. So the goy, when he's working for himself, so we want to know, he could do it the same thing on Friday and Sunday. Then we say he's doing it for himself if he's doing it on Shabbos.
What's he doing?
The goy? Collecting taxes.
So, does he keep all the money?
No.
No. So, as you might be able to do, because he could do this job on Sunday also.
No. Yes. He has a contract with him. It's a contract.
Contract to take care of this thing.
Yes. So contract takes care of this thing because it doesn't say any times. There's no times.
So what's the big deal? This was a bull case like this. Why is it different? They just did a clean. They clean it on Tuesday and we have one day to clean it. We're not picking up.
So, okay. That's that point. There's a bunch of different Yisurim. One is the guys working for the Yid. That is the same as the cleaners. Now, regards to these other points over here that are not so, that are a little bit different. And we're going to get to them one at a time. I hope to pick them up.
That's the same.
Yeah. Okay, so then the Ramah's Eitza was different than the Mechaber. Instead of doing it as a contract, instead you give him 1/7 of the profit, which is the profit that's made on Shabbos. And then you're not concerned because he's working for himself. He's clearly working for himself on Shabbos. And then you for sure don't have the other problem either. Let's see. Oh, there's no problem of the guy doing work for the Yid. What about Shabbos? Wait a minute. He's hiring the guy on 6 days of the week. He's hiring him to work for him. On the seventh day, he's working for him and paying. He's paying him separately for Shabbos. After who maskiru the Shabbos luchot? Wait a minute. He's only hiring. He has a deal going specifically for Shabbos. Shem daharei hu kiilu kona bimenu ameches. Oh, the answer is. It's because it's not the pshat that he's hiring him on Shabbos and he's paying him for his wage on Shabbos. It's considered he bought from him the tax. Meaning to say that it's not a wage. It's a sale. If you sell something before Shabbos to the guys, the zechir not a problem. Same thing in regards to the minting of the coin. He sells to him the rights to print the coin. He sells him that right that he got from the king.
If he's selling him anything else, he's
going to
make a profit himself.
That's his own business. The aim is that rak mishum marasayin. Oh, now you have a new problem. The only problem is marasayin. That's why we're not talking about Schar Shabbos, and we're not getting into Schar Shabbos, but we are, he's saying, but Maris Ayin is not a problem because it's Mokum Seda. We're not concerned about Mokum Seda, but Mokum Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin, Mokum Seda, what?
Why is the Mokum Seda either way they knew who this famous guy?
Oh, so he's going to lose out on taxes. He's going to lose out on the coins, right?
Like, either way, it's going straight to the guy.
Oh, wait a minute. No, but that's... He's paying the guy... Again, if he doesn't take anything on Shabbos, then he's going to have to pay the guy also, right? For the other 6 days. He's paying the guy. This is his payment for the rest of the week also. So if he doesn't get on Shabbos, then he has to pay him besides for this.
So why is the best time?
Huh?
Why is the best time?
So it should be Schar Shabbos.
Yeah.
So that's what he's saying. That's considered like a Mechir. That's all included in his kasha. That's going to be considered his kashavas. That's what he's saying. That's considered a mechir.
Erchetz, we said there's a problem with Marazayin, even though it's a pseida. Even though you're losing business. You're losing business over there. So why is it the same thing that Malkim Shem Pseida, you're not concerned about Marazayin? I would like to go into this. It's probably very negated, actually. And Malkim Pseida. This is Mamish very negated. Let's say a guy has vending machines. Put down vending machines. No.
Anything. A guy has a company on Shabbos.
How does he close up?
A guy has a business.
Right.
He owns internet.
Right. Exactly. The business continues. Right. Shabbos.
What is it? So, anything that's running on Shabbos, he's making a profit.
Yeah. So there's different points. One is the profit.
The only thing is that there's no Marasayan because you don't necessarily know.
The problem is the shayla over here is only in regards to Marasayan. That's the only shayla.
So you don't necessarily know.
Pseida is only for Marasayan.
Yeah, we just discussed them. Because we're worried that we're going to do a real kill Shabbos after Isaac.
Kids are. Okay.
The rabbis know what they're talking about.
Okay, let's continue. Let's continue with Mishnah Berurah because I don't know, we don't have time for everything over here. Loichashu da. The mashma mikol ha'paiskim. The loyti rafilu malkim hefzid gadol el ba'ifin zeh shetziyah shulchan aruch. The only concern about hefzid in this case, the haino obikay boilish eshem asleis gof harevach. Right. So because of where he's doing it for himself, the bechol zeh obikay chodma that the nafshei kav. But if it's a schir yom, then it's a different problem, and then a hefzid is not going to help. Chevra who own a tavern, who owns a bar. And they hire a guy to work for them on Shabbos. They didn't even tell me. That it's a big hefzid, that their store is open, is closed on Shabbos. Yeah. But they were matar schir yai mamish. Like we didn't see in the Bir Halacha, that the Bir Halacha is machalik by tenor merchatz over there. The pshat is, it's not the pshat you're going to have a loss. You're not going to get a loss. You're just not going to get a gain. You're not making a profit. That's a difference between the two cases. So over here, by his store, also it's a lack of profit. It's not the pshat, it's a loss. Akopanim ain lahater. So yizicher over here, you're putting yourself in hot water. Akopanim ain lahater ella ba'ifin shetira shulchan aruch v'arama. Only in these ways, oshayaknali me'arav Shabbos called varam shneisu le'limka. Or you sell him everything. You sell him the whole kit and caboodle. Lock, stock, and barrel. Even though everyone's coming to Moshke's Mashke, Zemote Mishum Seide. That's the only problem I'm saying, and then it's Mote Mishum Seide. Huh?
That's what we just said a minute ago.
That's what you said.
It's not scary.
He's saying this whole heta of Pseida is only for Marzai, not for any real din. So the mashal, if you're hiring him, then that's a real din. That's a problem. He's saying, but if you sell them, he sold them everything. So he's doing his own business. He's doing his own business. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Ulufi mash kasabnu l'kamei b'shem hatas. I'm not sure if that's what he's talking about over here. It doesn't say. It could be that he actually paid the full amount. Maybe the good. But that's how they do it. That's how they do it. It's not so posh to do it like that at all. He's very concerned. The guy is gonna steal. Wait, he can't let the guy on his own to run his business for him.
So you put a camera.
Actually, Yizayah. But so the yid
the yid, so he's going to sit nearby and he's going to make sure the guy doesn't steal anything. You know, if he's a good guy, he's going to drink up all the mashkim himself. It's very, very hard to Lamaisa. But Lamaisa, you know, he understands. These people's parnasa. Lamaisa is parnasa.
Has some rubo.
They didn't have bread to eat.
This is very, very hard.
They weren't spoiled like we are.
So he gives the silver to him to mint. Like we saw, the same. You do the same. But you can't sit nearby him or his messenger. Because of Ataz, this is the Taz he's referring to before. He's paying attention to what he's doing. All he's doing is making sure he doesn't steal, but he's not keeping track of the business that he's doing. Then it's mutter. The people who they rent out the millstone, they have Yisrael sitting by on Shabbos. That's the Taz. That it's mutter as long as you don't get involved with the business. It's very, very shver.